Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox and I'd like to start off this week's show by thanking everybody for all their positive response to our 300th anniversary show a couple of weeks ago. It was really great to hear from so many fans around the world, and thank you for all of your positive praise. It certainly really does go towards the enthusiasm to keep me going for producing the shows, and hopefully for many more years to come. This week's show is a cross between pipes and electronics. I mentioned in the 300th show, actually, about my love for the Hammond organ, and will be featuring four tracks of Hammond and four tracks of theatre organ. But let's start off with a track which got me reminiscing about the first American organist I really got interested in, and that was thanks to the Organist Entertains and my dear friend and colleague Nigel Ogden. The track sees Ron Rode at the Colonial Theatre in Phoenixville, Philadelphia, with a lively novelty called Nagasaki. Nagasaki, however you pronounce it, Ron Rode there at the Colonial Theatre in Phoenixville, Philadelphia, on the 4-manual 28 rank Kimball organ. A fantastic, lively track. Well, it's been a while since we've heard from Mark Herman, so I thought I'd put that right by playing a track from his new CD recorded on the Embassy Theatre Fort Wayne page, and here's another gentle ditty novelty called Jarvis. Thank you. Mark Herman on his new CD recording with Jarvis, which I believe Mark wrote himself. Well, unfortunately, we have to start the electronics section of this week's show with a sad announcement, and that's for me to announce that the legendary Hammond organist Harry Stoneham passed away at the end of last year. It sadly took a couple of months for the news to hit the organ world, but that did a couple of weeks ago. Those of you who subscribe via email will have been notified of that, but I thought it's now time for me to pay my own little tribute to Harry by playing one of my favourite tracks of him live in concert with his trio at Abbey Road on Hammond B3. This is a beautiful ballad which is usually played in rumba style, but Harry seems to take a nice, gentle jazz mood with it as he plays My Foolish Heart. Thank you. remembering Harry Stoneham live in concert there with his trio and My Foolish Heart. Some wonderful stuff. And if you haven't got that CD, there's copies available on eBay. It really is worth getting. It's one of my favourite Hammond CDs. Well, when looking through my archive, it was actually quite hard to find artists that are still alive that have recorded Hammond organs. There doesn't seem to be a great many of people out there that are doing just solo Hammond stuff, or Hammond with trio, for example. However, Howard Beaumont is one of the people that have done just that, and he recorded the new Hammond B3 with his trio in 2004. Here he is with two jazz standards, the 920 Special and I Hear Music. Beaumont there with 920 Special, which always makes me think of Oscar Peterson, and I Hear Music on the new Hammond B3 with his trio. Actually, reading the CD notes, that recording took place in somebody's house. I think it was a member of the trio's band, and it really, you'd be hard pushed to tell. The recording is excellent. Again, it's not currently in production, but if you can find a copy secondhand, it's called Invitations. Well, how about this for a change? What happens when you take one of the world's greatest organists of days gone by, put him on Hammond, and ask him to accompany with his trio one of the world's famous lady singers of days gone by also? Well, take a listen to this.
Mississippi is a whistle stop town. They take in the sidewalks when the sun goes down. It's slow as molasses, that drips from a can. But moonlight Mississippi is the promised land, with their deep south talking that's so pleasant to hear. Like corn on a cob, it's mighty sweet on the ear. There's just 7 houses and 1 yellow hound, for moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town. Down round the levee where magnolias bloom, I never seen such a place in my life. The air gets so heavy with the sweet perfume, you can cut it up with a knife. At night on each plantation, cotton gleams so darn white. Stars go on vacation, folks don't need a light. The trains don't stop at moonlight unless they're flagged down, for moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town. Moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town.
Sumptuous sounds there with a beautiful ballad called Moonlight Mississippi. Well, did you happen to guess who the artists were? Well, it was actually Buddy Cole and his trio accompanying the golden voice of Rosemary Clooney on an album which is available on Amazon called Rosemary Clooney with a Buddy Cole and Nelson Riddle Sessions. It's actually 2 LPs stuck back to back, and it's well worth a listen if you like that kind of music. Well, to round off our Hammond Quartet, it's about time we heard from our resident organist playing my resident Hammond M100. This was before the modifications were made to make it set up for recording, so you'll hear a bit of key clatter, pedal note clatter, and everything else that comes with recording from speakers. But I hope that you enjoy Mark Laughlin's interpretation of that Judy Garland classic, The Trolley Song.
Thank you.
Mark Laughlin there on my Hammond M100 with that lively number from Meet Me in St. Louis, the trolley song, of course, made famous by Judy Garland. Now, if I were to mention the words Blue Coat School, you might think of the Blue Coat School in Oldham, which had the ex-Pyramid Sale Christie in it. However, I'm bringing you news that the Blue Coat School in Liverpool has recently launched an organ scholarship programme and have made a fair number of trips to the Tower Ballroom. This has been reported recently on national television, ITV, and I think it's really great that the world of the classical organ and the world of the theatre organ is starting to narrow. I don't think there's such a divide that there was, say, 20 or 30 years ago. And it's great that these young students are finally realising what a theatre organ can do. However, I think there's a long way to come before we see new residents at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, where this news piece was shot. I really think if you're going to become an organist for dancing, you need to spend lots of time in the ballroom watching and listening to the styles of the ballroom organists. And of course, who better than Mr. Blackpool Mark II, perhaps you might say, Phil Cowsell. So here he is with two foxtrots. Transatlantic Lullaby, which has been stuck in my head for the last few days, so I might as well play it on here, and My Romance. Phil Cowsell there at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, and Well, a couple of weeks ago, I journeyed up to Fenton Hall in Hampton in Arden to visit the Compton organ, lovingly looked after by the Cinema Organ Society's Midlands and Wales district. I went and saw Keith Beckingham live in concert, and the plan was to do edited highlights from the show, but unfortunately the wind was in the wrong direction, and those of you who attend the venue regularly will know that that means that planes fly overhead frequently. So unfortunately that idea had to be abandoned, but that's still not an excuse for me not to play a track. So here's Keith to explain what he's going to play.
I said I was going to play you a selection of music to celebrate the life of an American singer who was born with the surname Hasselhoff. You may be forgiven for not knowing who I was talking about. This young lady grew up in America, and when in her teenage years, her mother heard her singing along with the radio and decided she ought to have some singing lessons because she obviously had potential, and the singing teacher agreed and arranged for her to have an audition with a producer of a radio show, and next thing is, she's get offered the job. The producer loved her voice, but didn't love her name, and thought it should be something much more simple that should roll off the tongue. That is how Doris Mary Hasselhoff became simply Doris Day. And the rest is history. I'm going to play you a selection of music, because poor Doris Day died earlier this year at the wonderful age of 97. Here are some of her hits. The first one is a lovely song that was the title track from an album of hers called Day by Day. Then after that, her first big single was called Sentimental Journey. After that, I think you'll recognize the rest of the songs.
Thank you.
Keith Beckingham there, and a reminder of those tunes made famous by Doris Day, Day by Day, Sentimental Journey, It's Magic, Deadwood Stage, Secret Love, and Que Sera Sera. Whatever will be, will be. Well, I can tell you what's going to be next week as we hand the microphone over to Nigel Ogden as he's going back into his archive and dragging out concerts that he performed way back when, featuring lots of interesting instruments which yet again can no longer be heard. So until my slot next month, it's me, Damon Cox, signing off on this week's edition of The Organist Encores.